Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let me remind everybody, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget about everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and also, besides the over-the-road truck drivers, our mail haulers that are out there delivering the mail, the contract mail haulers, going from the bulk mail center to the post offices tonight. And you can follow us on Facebook, folks, by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, IA, we have the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and hello to everybody.
Yahoo! I gotta get one where they're going, Kyle. All right, well, they're gonna go back in because they need the air conditioning tonight, because do you know what the temperature is here where I'm at?
No, what is it?
76 degrees.
Wow.
It was
okay.
80 up until an hour and a half ago.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So we've got a very balmy night here, and what's the temperature out there where you're at?
Right now it's 66 degrees, Captain. Tomorrow, at least in my area, projected high of 96.
Holy smokes. Well, you're going to be warmer than we are, but that's better you than me into that one. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I sure am.
Okay, I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Now, today, folks, I got to do something here right away, because today is Thursday, and I will be down for lunch at Mixon's Groveside Cafe from 11:30 to 1:30. Look forward to seeing our great friends from Sarasota and Lakewood Ranch and Bradenton and out there, Anna Maria Island. We look forward to seeing our great friends come to Mixon's and share a little lunch with us. So there you go. Got that out there. Now, Kyle, Texas Congressman Chip Roy has slammed the Democrats for supporting the mind-boggling ending of Title 42. Now, we all know that tens of thousands of people are literally waiting on the other side of the border to come steaming in when Title 42 is done away with, per the Democratic schedule, I believe, the middle of the month. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
The middle of next month. Now, that being said, the DEA has also warned us of a nationwide spike in fentanyl-related mass overdose deaths as the border crisis rages, because they're going to start shipping all that stuff in with the illegals, so they won't be able to keep track of. And it's just going to become a mess on top of the mess it already is.
You know, Captain, it does what boggles our mind about this is that you could actually have an administration, any administration, that would set into motion the kind of thing the Biden administration is doing to allow this kind of, you know, just unadulterated migration. I heard actually Jim Psaki use a term that I don't think we've heard them use yet. But I guess they're introducing it. It's called irregularly migrating to the United States.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, oh my goodness, here we go with some other, you know, buzzword term. But what it boils down to is exactly what you're talking about. It is a border crisis, and the fentanyl thing is a real deal, and it should scare everybody.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I think anybody and everybody listening agrees with you as well. Now, I've got something else here that I want to see if I can get on the air. Let me see here. Where is it? Vladimir Putin's daughters yesterday had sanctions put against them, as well as some more banks in the Soviet Union. And here's just a little short clip about that. I'm going to play it right now. I think I'm going to play it. All right. Let's try it again. Nope, not going to play it. Okay. All right. I got to fix that in the other studio before I get it. I'll play it after the break here. But the thing of it is, Kyle, is that we did add some more sanctions to some other banks, and this time he directed it more towards Biden's family in total, his two daughters, putting sanctions on them when it came to their money. And there was some money, I believe, in the United States that's now been frozen.
I believe so. And it also extends out, too, as well, Captain, to from the daughters to the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, his wife and daughter, and also the former president and prime minister of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, and also the prime minister, the current prime minister, are also being targeted with sanctions as well. So it's a lot going on.
Now, I'm just going to throw something out there before we go to break, because we're going to go to break right now, and then we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. But another 120,000 of the deleted emails off Hunter Biden's computer, 80,000 images, and a huge cache of new data has been discovered. Kudos to the computer guy who kept working, and recovered these deleted files. Man, oh man, oh man, I can't wait to hear what's in this stuff. How about you?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more right after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You know, I wasn't hungry until that ad came on, and now I can't wait to get my hands on the Captain's Club. Oh, boy! All right, well, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company. And we want you to go over to the MyPillow.com website and take a look at all the different things that he has for sale there. And if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is down the homepage just a little bit, you'll see the big link there, the big, that's like a door that you click on, and in you go. There'll be over 150 items there at some insanely low prices. You'll be able to buy one, get one. You'll be able to save 50%. You'll be able to save 67%, 75% on all of the most of the items that are in there. And I'm telling you, it's just like a plethora of handing deals to you at MyPillow.com. And there's something there for everybody. It's not just about pillows. As you well know, Mike Lindell has got a complete line of products and items to help you out, whether it's the bedroom or the kitchen or the living room or whatever, and it's all right there for you to see. MyPillow.com, the promo code will always be Captain. Yep, that's right. Captain is a promo code. And if you want to call them up and place an order is a live, and you get a live person, their number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code Captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, I'm going to try, I think I got this thing corrected, so let me try the report we have here about the U.S. sanctioning more Russian banks and Putin's daughter and banning any investment money. They're freezing everything. But let's listen to this. Well, maybe we're not going to again. Okay. All right. Well, so much for that idea. I got too many.
Live radio. Live radio.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got one more thing I can try. Let's try it here.
The U.S. sanctions also singled out Putin's family, targeting his two adult daughters. The United Kingdom quickly followed suit with more economic sanctions of its own. Greg Clugston, the White House.
All right, there, we got it. It took a little bit. The thing froze up on us, which is something that happens a lot in the radio business. Things that at night they're supposed to play, they don't play because of whatever reason. But, Kyle, I want to go to something right now about Amazon and the comment that Joe Biden said. He made a comment. He goes, "Amazon, here we come," and yet another weird theatrical whisper, the way he said it. The choice of being in a union was up to the workers alone, and they just voted in the union in New York City.
In Staten Island.
Staten Island, yep. So you got a little audio there, right?
That's right. We do have audio of President Biden saying, "Amazon, here we come." Let's listen in.
By the way, Amazon, here we come.
His little whisper. His little whisper.
Watch.
Yeah, so there he goes. And he goes on to say, watch, watch. And he also promoted the bill that he wants to have brought to his desk called the PRO Act, or Protecting the Right to Organize Act. But it's interesting, Captain, though, if you heard the cheering and all, Amazon, of course, the second largest employer in the nation, we understand, and they have avoided unionization up until this point, up until that vote for the Staten Island warehouse. So we'll see where this goes and where this goes in terms of costs and you know, Amazon with its two-day delivery thing. We'll see how all that's affected.
Well, we know the two-day delivery thing will be gone because the union will not go along with that, because the drivers won't do that two-day delivery stuff, especially cross-country. It's 3 days, the minimum. But the other thing is that the workers get paid union scale, and they get all the benefits and then some. Now they're going to have to pay dues on top of that, okay? So they're going to lose money, because they're going to have to pay dues. Yeah, they'll have representatives there, but I can tell you that from what I've been hearing in my local area here with the Amazon facilities, that they don't want the union.
Well, right. You know, and generally speaking, Americans aren't necessarily opposed to unionization or unions in general. But it seems to me, Captain, that here we go with Joe Biden, and they're trying to score points, and they're trying to get some kind of political leverage out of all this.
Yeah. Now, let me say what I said before, and I said I was going to come back with it. The conservative activist who gave lawmakers and news outlets Hunter Biden's laptop says that he has now recovered more than 120,000 deleted emails on top of whatever they already had, 80,000 new images, and a huge cache of new data, which he has yet to release. Now, the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee yesterday blocked a Republican-backed subpoena to compel Hunter Biden to testify as a witness. Did you know that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the Democrats just denied the motion to the Republicans to subpoena Hunter Biden, the GOP members of the committee said in a tweet. They refuse to hold Hunter accountable for his shady business dealings that make us more dependent on China for renewable energy. It's way past time for accountability, again, said on the tweet.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, I think that the Democrats are pretty scared about what it means to really expose, for lack of a better term, all the Hunter Biden stuff on this laptop. And generally speaking, in fact, Eric Swalwell, our friend here in California, Representative Eric Swalwell, said that Hunter Biden has never been in office and isn't seeking office. Donald Trump, according to Eric Swalwell, led a failed coup against his government. He says the Republicans are obsessed with investigating Hunter Biden. So you can tell from quotes like that that they're like, okay, we don't want to go anywhere near Hunter Biden because we know how toxic and radioactive it's going to be.
Now, there was a debate tonight in my district here, or my area here in Tampa Bay, in the Florida 13th Congressional District. It's a very dog-eat-dog, hard-fought battle going on right now between some candidates, and it got a little nasty, and there's a YouTube recording of the entire thing, lasted I guess about two hours and a half, and I posted it up on my Facebook page, my personal page, my radio show page, and my fan page, and it's also in the chat room right now. That is something that's worth the price of admission. Bring the popcorn along with you, because they had a cat fight going. They really did.
Yes, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, people can check that out. And,
yep.
It is going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, and one of the candidates, and I'm not going to get into it, but one of the candidates lied about the other one, and the other one turned around and shut her down by debunking the lies that she put out there. But this is what happens. And by the way, the one candidate that was saying the lies, it was kind of like the Cloward Piven strategy I was watching. It was like I was watching a Democrat, go after a Republican because of the tactic that was being used.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, and it was very obvious. For anyone that knows the Cloward Piven strategies, you watch that video and you'll see what I'm talking about. And it was just exactly like sitting here watching a Democrat go after a Republican. And they were all Republicans.
Yeah, well, this especially now, at some point, do you remember, Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden pretty good, but maybe for different reasons and looking for different outcomes, but this one is certainly a suspect.
Well, this one's worth the price of admission. Now, the other thing is, we don't have a lot of time, so I guess I'll have to tease this, but we had some elections on Tuesday around the country, right?
Right.
In particular, California, Georgia, and Wisconsin, correct?
Right.
And there were some big changes made to the positive side of the Republicans. And a couple of real shockers, real surprises, because in California, they had a primary to determine who was going to run for Congressman Devin Nunes' seat here come the fall. And they had more voters show up for that, to vote in that, than they did for either one of the two elections that Nunes had won.
That's right. Yeah, we have a former Trump administration appointee, Connie Conway. She's advanced now to the special runoff election or to the special election. Then there's another one. It's too close to call. They'll still be counting the ballots. They stopped counting, I think, on yesterday morning, and it may take about a week to get the results. But, yeah, this is a really, really something.
Well, California 22 is predominantly a Hispanic district that only went to Nunes by 5 points back in 2018 and then 8 points in 2020. But this time, the Republicans had 64% over the Democrat, a spread of 18 points.
And why is that? The
Joe Biden is why it is.
Well, that's right. People are looking at what's happening. And you see, the Democrat Party elite want to make sure everybody stays somehow pigeonholed into ethnic groups or things like that.
Well, you hold on before we get pigeonholed into the break and you can't say anything because that computer will sure as heck cut you off like right now. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Kathy, please take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
U.S. and European leaders announced new sanctions for Russia on Wednesday. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
The United States, G7 allies, and European Union are imposing more sanctions on Russia for invading Ukraine, banned or new investments in Russia, and blocks on Russia's largest bank. Also, new sanctions on President Putin's adult daughters. It should be noted the Biden administration continues to allow Russia's biggest oil producers to operate, financing Russia's war effort.
Federal Reserve officials are signaling that they will take a more aggressive approach to fighting high inflation in the coming months. Those actions will make borrowing sharply more expensive for consumers and businesses, as well as heighten risks to the economy. Last month, federal officials said the aggressive half-point rate hikes could be appropriate multiple times this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Locally, you can meet Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside Mixon's Fruit Farm, down the street from Pirate City in Bradenton.
All righty. Thank you very much. That's Uncle Jeff down there in Sarasota, and he'll be there for lunch today. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. Again, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take it religiously, and I have for the past 7 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, a lot of times you're prescribed narcotics to take for pain and discomfort and swelling and this, that, and the other. And quite frankly, I had had it with the stuff they were giving me. I just had had it because I was getting tired when I wasn't supposed to be. I was getting groggy when I wasn't supposed to be. I was having problems getting dizzy from time to time with this stuff. And I said, that's it. I'm done. I've had it. So I heard about Relief Factor, and I started to take it 7 years ago. And it started to work right away. And I've been on it ever since. Now, the key thing about it is it's all natural, 100% drug-free. And that's because the combination of ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are all good for you. Because it becomes a 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from clinically developed formulas that support the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling and pain. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problems are you got going on, arthritis, bursitis, sprained arm, sprained wrist, sprained shoulder, whatever the problem is, bad back, because it goes after your pain by going right straight to the source of your problem. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and best of all, you can try it for the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs to get started. It's a three-week quick start. Now, the way you get on it, with no strings attached, no club to join, no nothing, is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, order the three-week quick start, $19.95, and away you go. And you'll find out, just like I found out, how good things can be. Because I'm telling you, I was having a lot of problem again yesterday, and I had to take an extra packet around lunchtime. Well, not lunchtime, sorry, in the afternoon, because around lunchtime I took the first one because I didn't get up until like 12:30. But I took the second one around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and that ended everything. It just stopped the pain, stopped the swelling, stopped the discomfort I was having. So that's how it works. Now, everybody's different, so all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
So jump on it, relieffactor.com/captain1995. Well, Mr. Kyle, we had little old Jen Psaki, otherwise known as Jen Psaki. I think that's what Todd calls her. And she was grilled on the Biden recommendation letter for the Chinese businessman's son that we found out about yesterday. Another little perk, if you will, from having something on the big guy. You got a little clip there, I think.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to hear Fox News' Peter Doocy talk to Jen Psaki about this. Let's listen in.
Another topic. Was it common for President Biden to do favors for Hunter Biden's international business partners, like writing college recommendations for their kids?
I've seen the report. I have no confirmation or comment on a report about whether or not the president, when he was a private citizen, wrote a college recommendation letter for an individual.
A college recommendation letter, though, from at the time a former vice president would be a big deal. So do we know what the president might have gotten in return for doing a favor like that?
Again, I have no confirmation of any recommendation letter the president wrote when he was a private citizen, by the way, not serving in public office. That's even the report.
But he's the president now, and you're his spokesperson.
Correct. And he was not the president at the time of this report.
So there's evidence that the president at one point was office mates with Hunter and his brother Jim here in D.C.
Not accurate.
That is not accurate. So when Hunter Biden is emailing a landlord, please have keys made available for new office mates, Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden. That you're disputing.
They were not office mates.
So there you have it. Captain, obviously she didn't like the question about the letter of recommendation because it shows the closeness of, again, of Biden with the business people.
Sure.
And then he pivots to the office mate question. Then why would he need keys to the offices and have and an email for goodness sake?
Yeah, exactly. And like she said, not accurate.
That's right.
Not accurate.
She's just counting the days, Captain, where she can go off to MSNBC.
Accurate.
Well, that's right. But just the tone of her voice kind of, I think, betrays that. You know, I just want to get out of here. This is, you know, I've about had it. It's like you're just done.
Well, I want to go back to something because we had a question here from one of our listeners on the radio, John, spelled J-O-N. And he says, what are you talking about in California? What did they win that they won big that the Republicans haven't won before? I didn't say they haven't won before, John. What I said was California 22, which is Devin Nunes' old district, correct?
Right.
Was predominantly a Hispanic district that only went to Nunes the first time by 5 points back in 2018. The second time, when he got elected in 2020, he won it by 8 points. And then the last primary they had, March of 2020, the GOP collected only 56% of the vote. However, Tuesday, Republicans looked to take 64% with a Republican and Democratic spread reaching 18 points, an all-time high for the district. And this is a district that's been more Hispanic than the last time Republicans were winning it by 15 points. It means that they've really come up in the world. Especially in California. And this is significant. Now, I want to continue this because in Wisconsin, Republicans flipped local offices in Kenosha, Waukesha, including a first-ever victory. This is extremely important because they beat the people that were running on the CRT. One of them was running in the school board election. They beat that individual. And then, of course, you got what they're calling a jungle primary down in Georgia for the Georgia State House, because that was a deal where Mitchell Kay got 41.6% as a Republican. Two other Republicans totaled up 18.5% of the vote. And that was interesting there, because they got more votes than they had gotten before in that district. So things are starting to ramp up. And if you take a look at these little victories here and there, it's showing me that we're on pace for doing what we think we're going to do. Oh, and Georgia, I got something else about Georgia. Want to hear this one? This is about Warnock. Now, Senator Raphael, the Reverend Warnock, I think he's a reverend, he said it's not surprising, at least, to see the media and Democrats throwing everything but the kitchen sink at Georgia Republican Herschel Walker as he fights for the right to become the GOP nominee to face Senator Raphael Warnock in the fall election. It's refreshingly surprising, however, to see that thus far Warnock's campaign appears to be failing, because he is trailing in the latest results. Now, Herschel Walker is leading by outside the margin of victory by, or a margin of error on the polls by 4% in the latest poll. And I can see people have had it. And again, this has to do, adding to Warnock's woes, that President Joe Biden is underwater with his approval rating there, and it's not getting any better. He continues to drop, and as he drops, Warnock drops with him.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the Republicans certainly can capitalize on the desire for real change. As people look around, they see what's happening to their pocketbooks. They see what's happening all around them in terms of society. And, yes, the Republicans can capitalize
on it. And to my listeners in Georgia, Warnock is laughably being taken not serious, because he's trying to portray himself now as a moderate, middle-of-the-road type politician when it comes to illegal immigration and taxes, most recently by criticizing the Biden administration over the decision announced on Friday to allow Title 42, which was a Trump-era policy implemented at the start of the pandemic to stem the spread of COVID-19 from the liberal and illegal immigrants, to expire near the end of May. And a lot of people are upset about that because, again, as we mentioned here in the last 30 minutes or so, Greg Abbott in Texas is going to load him on a bus and send him right to Washington, D.C. and drop him off in front of the White House. That's number one. And our good governor down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, is taking the people that they're throwing out of the area, thrown out of the state, loading them on a bus and shipping them to Delaware to visit Joe.
Yep, that's right.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here.
Locally, you can meet Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in Britain.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Robert Palmer, that's an oldie but goodie. And I still can't figure out, Kyle, how those girls are able to keep that straight face like that and wiggle to the beat. And, I mean, it's like they're, I don't know what they're staring at, but they're like in La La Land.
Yeah, well, that goes back to 1985, Robert Palmer's Riptide album. And here's a little-known fact, Captain. Chaka Khan was supposed to sing as a duet on that song, but she couldn't get clearance to work on his label when they were making that record. So that would have been quite something. And then, of course, the models and so forth, one of them especially followed Palmer into the, I think, at least one or two other videos where they kind of kept the same sort of motif going. So that was definitely iconic, to be sure.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I got a lot of weather over here approaching the Mississippi River and some things going on to the east, and I've got a severe thunderstorm warning to tell you about here in southeast Georgia. But, Kyle, you take it away because it's kind of slow and lonely out in the west tonight.
Well, we'll take slow and lonely because that means our trucker friends and driver friends out there are having hopefully a pretty good time of it, smooth sailing across the west tonight. But we do want to tell you, if you're in the Boise or Twin Falls area of Idaho, you definitely got some wind up there, wind advisory along I-84. And again, this goes up by about Weiser down towards Twin Falls. So be advised of that. We still got a freeze warning at the Colorado Utah border as you come across I-70 west out of Grand Junction. You're going to have that freeze warning there. That's going to go down towards Moab and all the way down to the border there with Arizona. So definitely be advised of that. It's also a little bit north of I-70 as well, up near Vernal. Now in Southern California, we definitely have a wind advisory that's in this area. We might get some winds kicking up, but really it's the heat that's going to make the big difference. Triple-digit heat is possible over the next couple of days, so be careful if you're coming into that area. Right now on the radar map, we've got a little bit of rain up in the Seattle-Tacoma area right now, but that's what's going on at west tonight, Captain.
Well, North Dakota, South Dakota, a lot of wind, and right there, central eastern part of South Dakota, you've got some snow right on the line with the folks in Minnesota, so that would be I-90 right there. You've got some snow coming into Minnesota. And then going up into northern Minnesota, we got snow tonight coming across the northern part, 94, as you branch around and start getting it over towards Fargo. You're going to run into a little bit of snow. But going up to Duluth and the northern part of Minnesota tonight, just north of the Twin Cities, you got it up to the Canadian line. Definitely will have probably an inch or two, maybe even three to deal with. Some snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. In addition, there is some rather cold temperatures up there. Now, continuing my walk over here down Nebraska, there's a lot of wind in Nebraska tonight. Halfway across Kansas, got some windy conditions. And then we've got some very unsettled weather conditions today, working their way out of Oklahoma and Texas. We did have a bunch, Kyle, a bunch of tornadic activity and severe thunderstorms all around Georgia and South Carolina yesterday, especially when it heated up in the afternoon. And you should have seen all the different watches and warnings all over the area.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, in the southeastern corner of Georgia right now, we have a severe thunderstorm warning as well as some activity off the coast of Georgia, which may work its way back in here. We'll see. But also in Georgia, you've got rain right along I-75 north all the way up towards Atlanta. There was some flooding there today with the rain they had, and that rain goes over towards, Augusta and over to the west Alabama, and runs right up into the southwestern corner of Georgia as well. Now, moving up the eastern coastline, we've got some sort of activity right there, right off the shoreline almost, in North Carolina, right there about Cape Hatteras, it looks like. So there's some activity right there that could get interesting here in a little while. Got some fog to talk about right now in the Chesapeake River Basin and the Chesapeake Bay, and going up the East Coast, some rough water conditions right now, rip tides and some wave activity around Long Island. And then when you get up to Cape Cod again, Lynn is busy tonight up there because it's windy, and got gale force winds all the way up to, again, to Nova Scotia. There's been a lot of that this year up there, Kyle.
That's right.
And then coming back down to the Gulf of Mexico, just north of me here, Tampa, up towards probably, let's see here, up about two counties north of me up there in Citrus County. You got some wind along the bay all the way across to Houston and then on down to the Brownsville-McAllen area. So it's going to be a little windy there tonight. And, again, it's very warm where I'm at right now compared to what we've been. I've got 75 degrees and clear skies right here where I'm at. I know I walked out the door probably about 1:30 just to see what the temperatures were like, and it was very not humid, but, you know, kind of sticky. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we had there to deal with. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and what's involved.
Well, Captain, of course, the good people at Pilot and Flying J, they're waiting for truckers and drivers to come into the Pilot or Flying J all across the highways and byways of the land. They're waiting for you with a great cup of coffee, by the way. We think that you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee that you're going to find anywhere on the interstate. And when you pull in, be sure to join the Drivers Club, and you'll start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J, your food, your fuel, your supplies, and you can track those points that you'll earn using the My Rewards Plus app. It's real easy to download. You can get it for iOS or for your Android device. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. Number one, use their locations function to find the nearest one to you. And number two, you can also start downloading that app. And also, you'll get other offers and great rewards as well. And you'll start earning, at least pro drivers start earning, 4 points per gallon after just six fills. Try that with 2 points with the other guys. So that's pilotflyingj.com.
Well, you keep saying points, but don't you mean cents per gallon?
Well, on the fuel card, that's right, but you start earning points on your on all your other rewards. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, all right, because I know the fuel, I when I bought the fuel that time, I got 6 cents off the gallon. Now I got some more points on there. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll have to check. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, too, right after the news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.